The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Welcome back, Peches. The Gemara on the Beis, towards the end of the Perek, the Gemara says that the Me'il is Mechaper on the Chet of Lashon Hara. I want to talk about L'maisa de Ge'inyan and Hilchos Lashon Hara. We know that there are certain situations where it's mutter, and in fact it's even a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to speak Lashon Hara. What I'm referring to, of course, is when you want to be matzal, you want to save somebody from a hefzid. Marshall, if you know somebody wants to go into a partnership with somebody else, and you know that if he does that, he's going to have a loss, because the other person is not trustworthy, or he's not reliable, chedayma. So the Chafetz Chaim in Chelek Beis, beginning of Klal Tes, in the Bar Mem Chaim there in Ois Aleph, he says that in such a situation it's takam mutter and there's even a chiyuv. What's the makar of this chiyuv? Why are you allowed to do this? And why are you mechayiv to do it? So the Chafetz Chaim brings the makar from the pasuk of Leisamid al Dam Reacha, because it is usur to stand by and watch somebody get hurt. And even though, of course, the Pshutish al Mikra, the Pasha of the case, is literally Dam Reach, where a person is going to get hurt. If a person is involved in something dangerous, you have to save him. The classic case of somebody drowning, that you have to save him. The Chofetz Chaim brings Rayas that Loisamoid applies even by Mammon, even where the it's not literally Dam, his Dam that he's losing, rather it's his Damim, it's his money, his value, that's also included in Loisamoid al Dam Reach. Okay, so that's the reason for it. The question, however, remains that we understand that there's a leisamoid, which is mechayiv me to get involved, but meilach gisa, there's an issur lashon hara. Saif kol saif, Reuven wants to go into business with Shimon, and Shimon is not reliable, and you want to see the question, should I tell Reuven why he should not, or that he should not go into business with Shimon? So it's true that if I don't do anything, it's leisamoid, but if I do say something, then that is the issur of leseilach rochel. So why is it that leisamoid takes precedence over leseilach rochel? Well, b'yaisakasha, that it would seem that normally in such a kind of a situation, you would say shaval ta'isodif, that just don't get involved, don't do anything. You can't make it good for everybody. You can't make them not have a shutzvus and yes have a shutzvus and everybody should be happy. It's impossible. So just stay out of it. That would normally be the klal. So I think the pshat is as follows. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deis and Perek Zayin, also in the Pirshei Mishnayos and Avos, that Lashon Hara, if one speaks Lashon Hara, derech schoik or derech kalus reish, just in a joking manner, the Rambam says that's not Lashon Hara deraisa, that's what's called avak Lashon Hara. That's a derabbanadik form of Lashon Hara. Now, l'chayr it's mochach from that, at least according to the Rambam, the definition of Lashon Hara is not merely that you said certain words, which even have a certain effect. What goes into the Hagdara, the definition of Lashon Hara, is your Kavana, your intent. What's the Hasbro in that? So I think the Hasbro is, like Rabbi Yaina says in Shar Gimel, Shar Chuba, Shar Gimel, Ois Reshet HaZayin. V'hamesapel Lashon Hara, Shtayim Heina Koir Oisav. Person who speaks Lashon Hara, he's doing two things. Number one, he says, HaNezek V'haboishes Asher Yigroim L'chaveri, that he's causing damage, embarrassment to his chaver, the person he's speaking about. And secondly, the Rabbi Yonah says, "Ubechirasoi," the fact that you're choosing lechayev ulharshia es chaverov, the fact that you're choosing to be marshia, to declare your chaver a rasha, the simchasoi laedom, and that you're enjoying his misfortune, his embarrassment, his whatever you're doing to him. That's the definition of lashon hara. So therefore, it would seem the Rambam holds that derech schoik and kalas roish is not lashon hara. Because you're not being beicher lahashia, you're not trying to make him look bad. You're just trying to have a good time, and the person is obviously not a very chashuv of a person, and he doesn't know how to have a good time without it being at someone else's expense. So he's having a good time, and he's saying a story about somebody, he's making a joke about somebody, but he's not really. Maybe it's even his friend. He really likes the person. He's just not sensitive enough to the other person's feelings. But Akobama, that's not lashon hara. Okay, this question still remains, but what if there's nezek and baishas that he's causing? So I think the answer is that if you look in the Rambam over there, it's very, very much meduyik that he's not referring to a lashon hara which causes any kind of damage. Because there's two kinds of lashon hara. There's a lashon hara which can cause the damage, and there's a lashon hara which is just something bad about a person, not necessarily going to damage him. He's referring to the Lashon Hara when it's just saying something bad, a gnus. And a chalami, if it's going to cause a damage, it'll attack him also. If you look there in the Rambam and Perek Zayin, I'm being makatzer here, but you look there, I think it's very clear that's what's going on. And in fact, the Sefer Derech HaMelech says that, based on the Rambam of the Rav Sarek V'Kal Sarek, he says, Yesh b'zeh chizuk l'val yoymer noyash. A lot of times a person wants to do tshuva and wants to be nizer in the Issa Lashon Hara, and he says, it's impossible, it's too hard, I can't keep away, it's just, I'm so used to it. So first of all, of course, that's a mistake, and a person is b'chayiv, and he can stop doing it. But even a person who feels that he's weak and he's not up to that, he shouldn't say noyosh, he shouldn't say, oh, I give up, I can't do it. At the very least, says the Derech HaMelech, at the very least, don't speak Lashon Hara, which is miragel b'chaveri, which is when you're trying to doing it intentionally. If you can't stop yourself, or you think you can't stop yourself from saying Lashon Hara Derech Schoik, okay, so that's Avak Lashon Hara, and you have to deal with that. But at least first take care of the deraisa, the terrible chomedik Lashon Hara, when you're out to be Mashiach somebody. That's what Derech HaMelech says. Okay. In any case, back to our question. So we wanted to know, why is it that it's mutter, and why is it that you're allowed to say Lashon Hara, and there's even a chiv, to save somebody? But what happens in Issa Lashon Hara? So I think the answer now is Pashat. Rabbi Yehuda says that you need that Bechira L'chayev U'L'Hashia. I don't have a Bechira L'chayev U'L'Hashia. I'm not saying Lashon Hara because I want to get the other guy. I'm saying Lashon Hara because I'm trying to save my friend. Okay, so that's wonderful. So you're allowed to do. You'll tell me I'm goyre mehezek to the other person, because now you're not going to do the partnership with him, or you're not going to do a shidduch with him, you're not going to hire him, whatever it is. Teretz is Pashat. I'm not causing him a damage. He has no tviya, he has no schus to be, let's say, Reuven's your friend, and you're telling him not to partner up with Shimon. So you say, I'm damaging Shimon, I'm harming Shimon, because now he's not going to have the shutzos with Reuven. It may be true that at the end of the day, Shimon is not as well off, because he's not doing the partnership, but Shimon has no schus to be Reuven's partner. He can't demand it. Shimon has no schus to do a shidduch with Reuven, or that Reuven should hire him to be his roofer. You have no schus for that. Norvas, normally, you're not allowed to get involved. If Shimon is a fine roofer, and Reuven wants to hire him, the Issa Lashon Hara is, don't get involved, and don't stop him. This is an Abbas Reim, and all kinds of mitzvahs. Don't take away a taiva from somebody. But you're not being mazikim, you're not a mazik. At most, it's like a grama. It's certainly not a hezek that he could be tevelu in Besdin because you said something about him. But like we said, normally you're not allowed to say anything. But in this case, where Shimon is going to harm Reuven, it's going to be to Reuven's detriment to partner up with Shimon. So then, like Samuel Damriach says, you have to tell Reuven, I am harming Shimon. It's not really a harm. He has no schus to be my roofer. He has no schus to be my partner. He's no schus to do shidduch with this person. It's just, yeah, normally you stay out of it, and after Achkamaycha maybe would even be Machayev that you should facilitate the shidduch, do a taiva for Shimon. But when Shimon is going to harm Reuven, so it doesn't apply. So again, Marashach. Imi Shem de Bechira l'chayev l'hashia, that you don't have here. And Imi Shem de Igarim Hezek, you're not Garim Hezek. You're just Garim that he won't get the job. What if Reuven Taka will be Mazik Shimon based on your information? What if he'll do more than he's allowed to? Then it's Taka also to say it. Chavetz Chaim says that in Ois Beis, Tanai Hei, that's the fifth Tanai, that you're not allowed to say it in a situation where it will cause Taka a harm which is not Al Pidin. Reuven has no right to do whatever he's going to do to Shimon. Then you talk it. Then you're not talking allowed to say anything. So I think with that we understand a little bit the concept of why it's mutter to say lashon hara l'te'elus. Of course, as we mentioned, there are tanayim. There's no time to go into that now, but that is the basic idea of lashon hara l'te'elus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.